Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Sechtes Klein, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Why would someone take a geffen, put it into the ground, and run it underneath the ground? And the answer is because he wants it to come up wherever it does, someplace else, as if it was a subway running underneath the ground, and wherever it comes up, another vine will grow. It's one of the ways they plant vines. The shaila is, if I'm standing on the ground, I look down, I see nothing, but I know underneath there is a vine that's running there. Can I plant on top of this? Zakta Mishnah, Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz. He bent over a branch of the vine and runs it through the ground. The Batanura says it's 6 tvachim away from the main part of the vine. There are different shitas about this, but that's what the Batanura says. So Zakta Mishnah, im ein ofer al gaba shloisha tvachim. If I don't have 3 tvachim of earth from the top of this vine in the ground until where I'm standing, lo yavi zera aleh. You can't plant anything else over here. Why? Because the roots of what I'm going to plant is going to penetrate into the branch, into the grape branch. You could plant it to the side, says the Bat Tanura, because plants go straight down. They don't turn to the side. They do damage. If you plant too close to a wall, it can do damage and soften the ground around and around. But as far as the roots are concerned, we're not worried it's going to take a turn. But on top of it, if you know that the geffen is running underneath, you can't plant here if I don't have 3 tvachim of earth between the top of the ground and where the geffen is running. A geffen is very soft, and the roots of whatever you're planting is going to penetrate. And that's going to be called harkavas yerek be'ilin. You can't mix something else into the ilin. Now, it's only with grapes that I have this problem, because that's very soft. So, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, well, what if I, you know how it is when you put your Megillah into the Megillah holder? Imagine that's what I did with this vine. I didn't stop and run it through the earth. I first put it into a holder. What's the holder made out of? V'afilu, even if, hivricha bidalas ebesilin. He put the branch first into a delas, or into some type of a pipe, and that's how it runs under the ground. He stuck the geffen through the delas, or through the silin, and then he runs his whole pipe, or the whole delas, underneath the ground. Am I still worried that if I plant something on top of it, if I don't have my 3 tvachim, it's going to penetrate? It's going to go through? And the answer is yes. Because the roots of what I'm planting is going to make a hole in the delas or the tzinar, and it'll mix in. Wait a second. What about the delas itself? I'm not going to mix that with the geffen. So the Batanura says that's not a problem because this delas is already dried up. But if you think it's going to protect the root from that breaking through and mixing with the vine that's running underneath the ground, nope, it's not a protection. But this is dafka if the pipe is made out of earthenware. But if it's made out of metal, then you can plant right on top of it, even without 3 tvachim of ground, because the roots are not going to penetrate through the metal. Vaitjazak the Mishnah Evricha Besela. He tucked this vine through a hole in a rack that's in the ground. That's the case. Afalbi, even though she'ain ofer al gaba, you don't have any earth on top of it, l'sholosh its bais, never mind. 3 tvachim, all I have is 3 finger widths. Still mutal havizera olel, you can plant things on top of it, because we know that the roots of whatever you're planting is not going to break through the stone. Here too, the Mefarshim explain, we're talking about a strong stone. There are soft stones that it could break through. Vaiter says in Mishnah, Hurakuva Shebe Geffen, the knee of a geffen has a knee? Well, then that's something that looks like a knee. What happens with vines is they grow out of the earth, then it runs on top of the ground and takes a turn and starts growing up, like an upside down resh. Now, I know I have to distance 6 tvachim from the vine, but which part of the vine? Where it first comes out of the ground or where it takes the turn and starts going up? So, Hurakuva Shebe Geffen, this geffen that's bent and runs on the floor, and then turns upwards. So the Mishnah, ein moedin la, you don't measure the 6 tvachim that are necessary, the 6 tvachim for the man to stand there and work with it, elemen ha'ikr ha'sheni, only from the second ikr, the second base, meaning where it turns and starts going up, not from where it comes out of the ground. So the Bat Tanura, that's only if you don't see where it comes out of the ground. Where to us it looks like it's planted over here, where it actually takes a turn. But if you can tell when it comes out of the ground, if it's near of a nicker, meaning the trunk of the vine, where it comes out of the ground, you can see, oh, this is the base. So it doesn't look like it was planted where it takes the turn to go up. Then your eye will go there, and the mela you measure from the original trunk, and not where it takes the turn to go up. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone is mavrich a gefen, by the way, the word mavrich comes from the lashon of vayavrech es hagmalim. Camels like crouch. It looks like they're going into the ground. This person runs the gefen in the ground. If you don't have earth on top of it, three tfachim, you can't plant underneath, even if you put it into a pipe, a natural pipe like a delas, these gourds, or a sea line, or an earthenware pipe. I'm still scared. If you don't have three tfachim from the top of this vine that's running in the ground, and the earth on top, what you're going to plant, the roots are going to penetrate through. But if you ran it through a hole in a rock, then you don't have to worry, even if you only had the widths of three fingers of earth on top of it, you could plant. Then we said we have an arkuva shebegefen, which literally means a knee. It comes up from the ground, it bends sideways, runs along the ground, then it turns to go up. So where do you measure your six tfachim from before you plant anything else? Sakta Mishnah, from where it comes up, where it takes the turn and comes up. And we said in the Batanura, that's only if the first trunk is not visible. If it's visible, the trunk, where it comes out of the earth, then you measure from there.